the thought process behind your decision?
It's time. When I took the job at Kimberly, I made it real clear to them that, I'm going to give them 5 real solid years, and we'll work our tail off, and then every year after that, it'll be a year-by-year thing. And it's just time. I have a son that's graduating now, and, life is so short. I just want to, get on with some different things. If you count my playing time, I've been involved with football 34 consecutive falls, and it's more than just a fall when you're a coach. But I'm going to stay involved yet as far as, I'm going to help out. I know what a good assistant is and things like that, but I also know that I have to, where my boundaries are and things like that. So I just wanted to get out of the game when I'm still healthy. I still got some life to lead here as far as, going on, maybe doing some different things that I haven't done in the past because I've, spent a lot of time with the game.
Okay, so you will serve officially in an assistant's capacity?
I have another son who's going to be a senior. And, I sometimes think it's all for the wrong reason because you shouldn't be just doing it because of your son. But, I want to spend as many hours with him as I can before he goes off to college. And I'm going to use that year as an assist to evaluate if I want to continue that role.
You've had so many great things happen in your career. What are you most proud of?
I just think consistency. You can say championships and things like that, but it's been consistency. And even when we didn't have good teams, like at Oshkosh North first starting out, we, would have 28 to 30 kids out for football. We still were competitive, and some of the best memories are teams that I had that went 5-4, and it was like, how are we doing it with these kids? But they just worked so hard, and it was very gratifying too, so... So over the long haul, it's just probably consistency.
You have been blessed with 2 very supportive programs and obviously coaching staffs throughout, and that's what it takes to be successful, doesn't it?
Well, to win state championships and things like that, it takes special players, and then you got to have some coaches that can get those guys going in the right direction. And, when we had the undefeated team at Oshkosh North, we had 2 D1 kids. And a state player of the year there in Darren Charles, and we had a very competitive quarterback in Nick Wera, and an all-state running back in Ben Zinth, and just a bunch of real good football players around those kids. And right now at Kimberly, we got 4 kids out there playing Division I football, and you need those special kids to win at that level, and then you need a special group of coaches around them to get those guys going in the right direction, and that's a recipe. But when you're just talking a program and consistent and not the championship thing, you need administrative support, and I've gotten that at both places, and I've had real good coaches to surround myself with.
You've been fortunate to win 3 state football championships and have another team there for a 4th opportunity. That had to be pretty special for you.
Yeah, that's real special, but maybe I'm a little bit different. It was great for the kids. It was great for me and all that. And I guess that's a goal that you have. It's more of a dream goal than anything to win a state championship. But what I look back at more is just the kids that competed and worked real hard and what they're doing now as far as their lives and things like that. You look out there and maybe you had a little impact on that. That's what's that's the main thing. The championships are all great and all that, and that's what you're probably that's what people look to, as if you're some type of real good coach as a championships, but that's not really what it is. A good high school coach is a guy that impacts lives.
Steve, I know the rest of the FBA is probably taking a collective sigh right now, but at the very same time, coaches like you are what make the FBA what it is.
Well, I was thinking about maybe staying another year with my son, but I think I kind of hasten the process too because we're going into the new league, and I thought it'd be a good time for another guy to come in because it's a new league, and it'd be a good time for a fresh start. I think, they will hire someone from within. I have some real good coaches around me, but the coaches better not sigh too much because these guys could flat out coach. And so I had some good people around me, so I'll feel real good if we're successful after this, because then it's kind of you left a little legacy there too.
Have you been asked for a recommendation, and will you give them one?
I'll stay out of that process. My guys have been around me for a while now, the guys that would have an interest, and to me, and all I've told our athletic director, Ryan McGinnis, I said, I think those guys that are interested have been interviewing for the past few years as my assistants. So, you know, if you people are doing your job well, you can make that decision very easily then.